This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 2nd, episode 2050, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. And I want to remind everybody that we will be changing our start time for Horses in the Morning. It's our first time we've changed it in 8 years. We'll be starting at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, and that'll be that way from now on for all Monday through Friday episodes. So we'll be starting live at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. So if you look for us at 9, you're going to hear
or yesterday's show.
Yes. So you will not hear the current show. So I just want to remind everybody that we'll put announcements on Facebook as a reminder as well. I understand I got a couple people commented on your sound being a little wonky coming in and out sometimes during the show.
I know.
Jamie's still at the in-laws. Be back at her house on Monday, and we're hoping it'll be better. Now, remember, she moved to freaking nowhere, and they apparently don't have internet there. We're hoping it's better on Monday.
It's true. The hamster in the wheel of this computer is exhausted.
Actually, I think it's more your internet is exhausted. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Well, coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Valerie from Little Long Ears Mini Donkey Rescue is going to stop by, and she's got some mini donkey advice for us all. And then mid-show, we're going to make our Breeders' Cup picks. That's right. The biggest racing weekend of the season is coming up. So that way you will not know who not to put your $2 on. Just listen carefully to who we pick. Don't bet on them, and you'll be safe. And then Galloping
come on.
Pull out across the finish line. Really bad ad. Features the best of the worst the interweb has to offer. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, it is my daily Winnie time, and I give it to Dr. Wendy Ying. She actually stayed here last night because she's up at the Qi Institute, which is the institute that pretty much teaches all the veterinarians in the United States about traditional Chinese veterinary medicine. And she's now a professor there. So she won the World Association of Traditional Chinese Veterinary Medicine Public Speaker Award last night at their conference. So she is now the world's leading public speaker, I guess, on traditional Chinese veterinary medicine. How cool is that?
Wow, that's amazing.
And, you know, considering when we started the driving show many, many years ago, she was so scared and sounded terrified every episode. So she's come a long way now to win a public speaking award.
And did she thank you on her speech, because her acceptance speech? Thank you, Glenn, for pushing me out of my comfort zone, teaching me how to speak.
No, but she thanked me this morning. I don't know. I didn't hear her speech. She might have. I didn't hear her speech, but she said it. She did thank me this morning. And she, you know, of course, look at her. She's come a long way from being terrified to even talk on the mic to doing NBC broadcast during the WEG. That's a pretty big step. So congratulations to Dr. Wendy.
So my child, Lucas, he kind of like his mama, he's not going to run anywhere fast. And he just kind of meanders like me. However, things change when it's Halloween and you're racing your cousin to ring the doorbell of the house that's going to give you candy. That child ran and ran and ran. It was amazing. So I don't know if you saw the picture of Halloween. I was, yes, indeed, dressed as Gamora.
Hey, you were a hot Gamora, let me tell you.
You know, it's, I don't know if I should be offended how many people told me I looked really good,
green,
including my husband.
I saw a couple of comments where you should wear that every day. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I got that. And my hair was spray painted red and purple. And it was, all my hair ended up being just one entity, you know, like just a glue paint. And then it started to rain. In the midst of our trick-or-treating.
Did your green run?
Oh, my God. So we are quite far, and it starts to rain, and I'm not accustomed to rain and temperatures below 90. So I started to freeze to death. And the kids were still running and playing, and they were having a good time. And I was like, you guys, my arms are numb. I can't feel my arm. Like, I can't feel my hands. I've got to go. And I got really cold, so I started walking home. Okay, we'll see you back at the house. Then it starts to rain harder. And then I start to run faster. And I, Jamie Jennings, ran an entire mile in the rain dressed like Gamora with a sword. So can you imagine the poor children that I ran by as I was like, excuse me? And there's a giant green woman that is, her face is melting, basically. And she runs by with a giant sword. In the, I mean, it was like, remember when Leslie Wiley talked about her walk of shame home that, yes, she did with like the broken heel? That was me, but running with my face melting in the rain. The paint just ran all the way down my shirt. And like, by the time I got home, it looked like I had, I mean, it looked like I was melting, basically. And my hands were green, and they were now just numb and purple. I mean, it was a mess. So anyway, I wanted to give my daily Winnie to my dear child, who had such a blast with his cousins. And I ran back to my sister-in-law's because we didn't trick or treat in our neighborhood. We live in the middle of nowhere. And I get in the shower. She's like, yes, you do. Here's some clothes. So it was really fun.
Did you get all the green off, or are you still a little tinge of green?
You know, all the green came off except for the green on the palms of my hands, because I think I just applied so much with the palms of my hands. And it is shocking when you turn around, you're like, and I'll go to grab something and I'll see the bottom of my, it's like, ah, oh yeah. Okay. Ah! What's wrong with me?
And have you eaten half of his candy now?
Yeah, he might have gone to his cousin's house last night, and I might have. I mean, I didn't. I'm pretty surprised at the deliciousness of Heath bars. And I'm going to say that too. I don't eat food that has been dyed, like food dye. I don't eat food dye. We don't usually eat high fructose corn syrup. However, I feel like, whatever, I'm going to eat whatever I want, considering I just poured 9 pounds of dye into my skin and pores. Yes. Like, I got the food, the dye consumption of a lifetime on one night. I'm like, you know, here I am trying to have a balanced diet and be healthy and not consume fake ingredients. And here I am smearing it all over the place that absorbs probably the most, which is like my eyelids, you know. Like, gross. It was disgusting. I'm glad people thought I was attractive green. I don't know what that says for me on my daily life. But apparently I look better green. So thanks, everybody.
You did. I thought you did too. I went, wow, she looked better than I thought she did. So also, we got to check in and get some progress. I had a message last night. Don't forget about Jamie and the new Powerses and how they're doing. And so we got to check in. Have you accomplished anything new that we haven't talked about with the ponies?
I rode Groot. I got on him. It's been raining. We had a couple of days of rain. And you guys know I don't have an arena or anything, so I'm in the grass. So I only have a round pin. So since then, I haven't done anything, but I did get on him. And I have a farrier coming next week.
Oh, wow.
Next Thursday. She is going to come to the house and put some shoes on Rocket, because that's kind of my problem with him is you could tell he's very sensitive. And Wendy would appreciate this. There's some points on your horse that correspond to places within their body. We did acupuncture a lot. So there's acupuncture points along their body that, you know, if you like rub this with the Chinese medicine doctor or a regular veterinarian who's acupuncture certified will come out and they kind of like test these points to see where pain is. And I was grooming him and I realized that every time I groomed this one spot on his neck and this one spot on his shoulder, he would flinch. And those are the front foot acupuncture points. I'm not an expert on it, but I've seen enough with Zeus and stuff to know where the points are for the front feet. So he was just even running a brush over those points. He displayed a lot of sensitivity. So I'm just not messing with him except for grooming him and loving on him and all that until he gets some shoes on. Cause I think that a lot of his tension that he experiences is kind of pain related. And I got to tell you, that horse was so scared of me when I first started and I couldn't catch him. I couldn't catch him or Groot. It was just neither one of them wanted to be near. Oh my gosh. I go out to the pasture. I'm like, hey boys, come on. They're like, they come up. I can halter them. I can love on them. I just go kind of sit in the pasture. Yesterday I did. And there's some deer. I feel like Snow White. I'm like loving on my horses. My dogs are frolicking in the grass. There's deer in the pasture. I'm like, oh, la, la, la. So very, very happy with everything. And you know what? It's just, I'm trying to figure out whether he's going to be qualified for the Retired Racehorse Project as well. If he hasn't had more than 15 rides. So the lady that I bought him from is going to go back through her notes and see, because when I got him, they said he hadn't been ridden in 4 months, but so that means they'd only had him for 2 months before that. So she's trying to figure out what they did with him. So maybe he'll be, he'll qualify as well for the Retired Racehorse Project and I'll have two horses. So
does that mean you can't ride him either until a certain date?
December 1st.
Okay.
But I can do all the long lining and all the groundwork I want to do, you know, that I can do up until December 1st. They can then get really started.
Well, I certainly know all the listeners are rooting for you to do it.
I want to do it. I mean, I have a goal to take it. I know Groot's qualified. I just have to figure out if Rocket is. And so my ultimate goal is to take at least one of them. So I'm like, I put it in my calendar. The dates came out. I'm ready to go. Both of them racing wise qualify. So they just need to qualify. But Groot definitely qualifies because he's had no riding post racetrack. And that was a couple months ago that he came off the track. And then Rocket, I just want to make sure he doesn't have too many rides under his belt because they can only have 15 training rides. And what I'm trying to figure out is, does training rides include like, you know, hacking him around the arena kind of stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't know. I do know I saw yesterday, I think, that the applications have come out so you can start applying.
I think you have to apply December 15th. Yeah. You send them in. I got the whole thing. I can't look it up right now. But I shared it because it's all there, all of the information. And it's funny, I just sent a letter to an email to Jen Reutz from the project saying, okay, what are the qualifications I need to know? And then they released that. So that's all I needed, all the information I needed. But maybe we could have Jen back on to talk to her about it and ask her about it. She's we have her on all the time. She yep. is in charge of it now.
All right. Very good. Well, let's go to our first guest. And, you know, actually I got an email the other day, and then we've had a request from one of our auditors, Matt, and it seems like people are interested in knowing about donkeys. So we have coming up today Valerie Lowe, who was a circuit hunter jumper trainer and now is with Little Long Ears Mini Donkey Rescue. We got to find out, how do you go from an A circuit hunter jumper trainer to a donkey rescue person? Good morning, Valerie.
Well, that's quite the lead in.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Good morning.
I mean, it is the story, right? Here you're jumping A circuit, and I guarantee you weren't doing that on donkeys. So,
No. I was getting ready to sort of retire from the business. I was just a little bit, I was just done. I was ready for something different. And we we bought a horse farm to really just to retire and have my retired show horses here and a client's retired horse. And we bought a couple donkeys to keep my horse company. We found them on Craigslist, and we went and decided to buy these two little baby donkeys. And the lady who was selling them had bought them at an auction. And she sort of filled us in about these horse auctions, these weekly horse auctions, which I'm sort of embarrassed to say I knew nothing about, having spent my entire adult working career in the hunter jumper world. I really didn't know about these horse auctions. I didn't really know the plight of the average horse. And then of course, donkeys that aren't so fortunate to make it into the good care of, well-educated owners. So anyway, we learned a little bit more about the auctions, and we just fell in love with these donkeys, and we just decided that we could do a donkey rescue here. We had all this land, and I wasn't training horses anymore, and I thought, well, this should be easy for us to do. So Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue was formed.
And you guys are in Maryland, right, Westminster?
We're in Westminster, Maryland. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're close to two of the big auctions, New Holland and the one in New Jersey there. So, you got...
Yeah, New Holland and Camelot.
Two of them right in your backyard. Yeah. So now, we've joked about zombie donkeys for years on this show because we do see the articles and the stories about donkeys who are causing trouble and being mischievous. So I thought it would be fun with you today. All of us are horse people that listen to this show. And this conversation comes up more than probably anything else, is people wanting to get a donkey, whether it's a miniature donkey or a regular donkey. There's a fascination with horse people in getting a mule and a donkey, right? But are they different? So for us horse people, what do we have to know before we go get ourselves a donkey?
Well, so when the main thing really for people to know that they want to get a donkey, and I'm assuming these are already educated horsemen.
Yes. But we're assuming they're horse people. They wouldn't be listening to us.
Yes. So. Right. Yeah. They're very prone to founder and laminitis and obesity. And so the most important thing is that they have to be cared for like a really fat pony. Like anybody that knows how to take care of ponies that are going to founder and get too fat, donkeys are the same way. And in some cases, worse. So that's the first thing. And that's really what's kind of hard sometimes. Is people want to adopt a donkey to keep their horse company. And the horse has totally different dietary needs than the donkey does. The horse might be an older horse who gets to be out on the pasture full time. And they want to get a couple donkeys to keep them company. But the donkey can't have that grass. It needs to be in a dry lot with hay. And it's a very different lifestyle. So if you have a laminitic horse or a Cushing's horse, that needs to live in a dry lot, then a donkey is the perfect companion.
And yet they get
the
donkeys.
Dietary needs are
so if you're getting a donkey for protection, which a lot of people do, right? For protection of the herd, and they're out on grass.
That's a whole nother one.
They're all out on grass the whole time.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's another thing. We didn't get to that. We are totally opposed to donkeys being used as livestock protection. That really is not what they should be doing. And I don't think most good horsemen really believe that. It is, when donkeys are used as herd protectors for cattle, sheep, goats, et cetera, most of the time they are not being cared for like an equine. They're not being properly cared for by somebody that is educated. That's one of the biggest problems we see in many of the ones that get surrendered to us. Are what they call failed guardians. They start attacking the goats or the sheep, and they come to us obese. They come to us very badly foundered. Their feet have never been tended to. That's a huge problem, and that's exactly why they shouldn't be out there guarding and taking care of the livestock.
Now, attitude-wise, so how are they attitude-wise? And I know everybody's different, like all horses are different, right? But in general, are they standoffish or are they, how are they attitude-wise?
So that's, I think, one of the biggest misconceptions about donkeys. Everybody thinks they're stubborn and mean. I think a lot of people come here, they're actually afraid of them, thinking that they kick all the time. They are wonderful, loving animals. They are actually more dog-like in their personality than you could imagine. They're playful. They're affectionate. they love attention. In fact, we're so careful about the homes that we find for them because we don't want them to just go be somebody's pasture ornament. We want somebody who's really going to be interactive with them. They're very curious, affectionate, you know, everything that you would want in a little pet. That's what they are. You know, the one we do get a lot that have not ever been handled and are close to being feral or have been abused or neglected. And that's a different case. Those are ones that definitely need time and work from us and retraining. But in general, the personality of a donkey is extremely loving, and they're very, very smart. They're very careful. They're very perceptive. You know, and I've been a lifelong horseman. I love horses, and donkeys are by far smarter. And mules are the smartest equine of all.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
So what I learned in my training with the donkeys is that, you know, like say donkeys get a bad rap for being stubborn, but in actuality, mm-hmm. what they're doing is they're kind of processing. So say you put your legs on a horse and you ask him to go forward, you put your legs on a donkey and they kind of sit there for a second. And then, of course, people whip exactly. on them because they're like, they won't go. And it's like, no, they just have to decide to do it. You can't make them. You have to yes. ask them.
Exactly.
But that's the problem.
You have to convince them why it's like, you have to convince a donkey why it's a good idea to do what you're asking them to do.
Yes,
and
it's true.
For some reason, you know, and I think all good horsemen possess that ability to train a donkey. I mean, I trained a lot of young horses in my life, and many of the same skills and ideas are used in training donkeys. I just had to tailor them a little bit. And, you know, whenever you think you're going slow enough or you're being patient enough, you go slower. Because mm-hmm. what you think is slow enough for a donkey usually isn't. And, you know, the nice part about training these donkeys here at the rescue is I am no longer on a timetable. I don't have customers breathing down my neck. I don't have to have them ready for anything on any time frame. So if it takes us 30 minutes one day to convince one that he can step on the rubber mat in the stall, then we'll sit there and take 30 minutes to get them to step on the rubber mat. You know, we don't have to hurry them. And that's the blessing of being able to do this now. And it's different than my training background, but they do process, they think, and, you know, we use a lot of positive reward, you know, based training, and it really helps them believe you that yes, it's okay if I walk over here or do this or do that.
Okay, I have a serious mm-hmm. question.
I think they're just very smart.
Mm-hmm. I have a serious question. What's the smallest mini donkey you have right now?
The smallest one we have, she's about 30 inches, maybe 29 inches.
Jeez. Okay, that's just over.
They can be very little.
Yes.
But we have now, I mean, we've grown from being Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue to Everything Rescue. We have standards, and then we have some mammoth donkeys here. And the mammoth donkeys, we're actually riding, training them to ride. This group that we got came from a really bad neglect case. And so they're different. They are a little bit more difficult to work with, these big boys, because they know no personal space. But the easiest part about working with these boys is riding them. They default to whoa. They have no buck or runaway in them. They are so slow and so easy to train to ride.
Well, yes, that's interesting. And you know what? If I'm riding, not being a rider and being a driver, I want a horse or a donkey exactly like that. I want their favorite gait to be stop and stand there. That's my kind of riding right there.
Well, then a donkey is probably
I should get a big donkey. That'd be perfect.
And I just think you discovered what you should get your husband for Christmas.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, you know, there isn't a lot of use for donkeys anymore these days. You know, there are not a lot of mammoth donkeys around. That breed is in decline, the numbers, because they were largely used, and they still are, especially in this part of the country. They're largely used by the Amish to breed with draft mares for draft mules. So other than that purpose, there isn't a whole lot. So the mammoths are in highly regarded, and people that are donkey and mule fans and that really want to ride, they look for a mammoth donkey. But the rest of the donkeys are pretty much just pets. And yes, there's a huge misconception that they should be used as guard animals. So we're constantly trying to train against that. And other than that, they're pets. They're just fun pets for people to have. But But unfortunately, you know, one of the biggest issues is many people who are not horsemen have donkeys or want to have donkeys. And the 99% of the neglect cases and the ones that arrive here are because the owners did not know how to properly take care of an equine. They simply decided to get donkeys because they're little and they're cute. Maybe they had, you know, they're a cattle farmer, they've had sheep or goats. I mean, we just constantly are trying to tell people it is not the same. Taking care of an equine is not the same as taking care of other livestock. And so we get donkeys that are just terribly obese, foundered. We have donkeys that have foundered and that have been foundering, you know, probably most of their life because the owners simply don't recognize, they don't even know what laminitis is. They never get dental care. They, you know, and these donkeys come to us in such horrible condition, all of which was preventable, right, simply because the owners who thought they were cute little pets are not horsemen. Well, and it's a huge issue. It's the biggest problem that we see.
Well, thank you for taking these little guys in and for helping them out. And thankfully, there's people like you out there that are willing to do that. What's the website? Where can people find Little Long Ears?
It's just littlelongears.org.
Oh, that's simple enough. Littlelongears.org. If you go there, you are going to be sucked into a hole of cuteness that you won't believe, because I've been looking. I went this morning. I was looking at all the pictures and looking at all more pictures. So you definitely have to check it out. It's called littlelongears.org.
And we have a good Facebook site, too. And you can look us up on Facebook, saying Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue. And we need more active, we need more educated horsemen out there helping take care of donkeys.
Sounds terrific. And of course, if they want to adopt one, they can do that through you too, right?
They can, but we do keep to a 3-hour radius of our farm. Okay. So that we can, well, you know, we're very hands-on.
So Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Delaware.
Yep. There's a page on the website that gives you instructions, but they need to be within about 3 hours of us.
You know, I almost said Delaware. Are there any horse owners in Delaware?
There are. Okay. We've actually adopted a couple out in Delaware.
Okay.
So we've adopted out in Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, just all of that's within 3 hours of us, parts of those states.
I just remember driving through Delaware to get to the beach, and I don't remember anything about the state and what was there. All I remember is driving through to go to the beach. That's all I remember about Delaware. All right.
Well, listeners that live in Delaware.
Yeah, you can email
Glenn at horseradionetwork.com.
Sorry, Delaware people. Valerie, thank you so much for doing what you do, and thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So I thought, you know, being that they have all of those problems, you know, and I could see it too, because the other thing you're going to want to do with little donkeys is feed them treats all the time, right? I mean, because they're cute. So you're going to want to.
I just want to scratch the ears.
They are so cute. And she has pictures. God, some of the hooves that you see on her, oh my God. I mean, curled 20 inches long. Just crazy stuff. So bless.
She just must see the worst of the worst. Ugh. And that makes you not like humans anymore. So
yeah.
I certainly understand why they're so sensitive about adopting them out so they can keep tabs on them.
Because they don't want them back with hooves that look like that. But I thought, you know, Kentucky Performance Products, what commercial could I play today that would also apply? And it was, how about insulin-wise? I think that would be a perfect commercial. So let's hear about that. And then we're coming back and we're going to talk about the Breeders' Cup, which starts today.
Is your horse currently suffering from metabolic syndrome and insulin dysregulation?
Yes.
Do you have a horse that is at risk for developing insulin resistance?
Yes.
Or a horse with Cushing's disease that may become insulin resistant? Ask your vet about InsulinWise. InsulinWise is a blend of polyphenols and amino acids that support normal insulin regulation in horses. InsulinWise maintains lower blood insulin levels, which is a sign of increased insulin sensitivity. InsulinWise supports a decreased risk of laminitis in insulin-resistant horses. InsulinWise also sustains normal insulin regulation in at-risk horses, reducing the chance of them developing insulin resistance in the future. Fight back against insulin resistance and laminitis. Talk to your vet about InsulinWise today. To learn more, visit kppvet.com. InsulinWise is sold only through licensed veterinarians.
And of course, you can visit Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. And one thing I do like to mention about their site is they have one of the most informative sites that you're going to find in the supplement world. It is very informative. Every product goes through multiple things, and you can go on there and look for a specific problem that you're having and find the products that fit it. It is one of the best sites out there for supplement companies, so definitely check that out. Well, let's lead into our talk about the Breeders' Cup with a listen back to last year's Breeders' Cup Classic.
They're all in line. We are ready for the start. They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Arrowgate broke to his left coming out of the starting gate. Not a good beginning for him, but a great one for Gunrunner and Collected. These two will go out for the early lead together and a crush of horses trying to get position behind them. Muktahij, Churchill, and on the outside West Coast. And then it's Pavel right behind them. Then it's War Story. Arrowgate, who on the left coming out of the gate, is racing about 10 lengths off the lead with a lap to go. He's alongside of Gunavera. After that, it's War Decree and Witness Space. So Gunrunner will get ahead of Collected early on here. That first quarter mile was a taxing 22.50 seconds. And with 7 furlongs to run, Florent Giroux and Gunrunner lead it by a length. Collected and Martin Garcia second on the outside. Churchill is third. And then it's West Coast running in fourth. Muktahij is fifth by two. Pavel is sixth. Arrowgate is down on the inside of War Story onto the backstretch. Mike Smith trying to find a good spot with him. He's 8 lengths off the lead after a 46.31 half mile. Then Gunavera and War Decree. And far behind is Win the Space. So they go up the backstretch in the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar. And Gunrunner and Collected are 1-2. And Arrowgate is near the back of the field. Mike Smith trying to urge him. He's still about 8 lengths behind. Racing for the far turn, Gunrunner the leader. On the outside, Collected has been battling him the whole way. 3 quarters up at 110.50 seconds. West Coast is now 4 lengths off the lead and being ridden by Javier Castellano. War Story is fourth under a drive. Arrowgate's going to take the far outside route. He's coming up on the outside of Gunavera, but he's a long way behind Gunrunner and Collected as they make their way to the top of the stretch in the Breeders' Cup Classic. They're into the stretch, and it's Collected and Gunrunner. They've been battling since the gates opened. Gunrunner's got the lead. Collected, West Coast is bearing down on them on the outside. Final 16th. Gunrunner reaching for the wire. Collected's alongside. And then comes West Coast and War Story. But Gunrunner's on top of the world. He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic over Collected.
Woo! Oh, my God. Here's the drama, Glenn. Here's the drama. Is that the Breeders' Cup Classic, in 2 of the last 3 years, the Classic winner, Gunrunner, and American Pharoah also won the Eclipse Award for Horse of the Year. And so there's a horse that's in the Breeders' Cup Classic this year that they're saying, oh my gosh, it's got to be. He's going to absolutely accelerate, win the he would. If he does win the Breeders' Cup Classic, he could win the Eclipse Award. However, if you think back a little bit.
Didn't we have a Triple Crown winner this year?
To a horse named Justify, who might not win the Horse of the Year Award because he hasn't run any races since then. And Accelerate has run a lot, had 9 wins in his career so far, and he's won over $2 million. So there's definite, people are saying that it basically, from all the reading I did by people that have been, that vote for the Eclipse Award, that they'll put Accelerate in instead of Justify if Accelerate wins the classic. Yeah. So we'll cover those guys coming up, but we love to kind of give you guys a couple races to so you could watch it, kind of an educated, what you want to know who's coming up and what's coming up. This year they're doing things different, Glenn. They used to have, you know, some of the 2-year-old and some of the 3-year-old and some of the older horse races, they were kind of all mixed up. They're doing all of the 2-year-old, the young horses, the juveniles, all are going to be on Friday. And then all of the older horse races are on Saturday.
Because didn't they used to do the Distaff, which is the girls' race, on Friday, and they used to do the Classic on Saturday, didn't they?
The Breeders' Cup Juvenile, the Colts would run on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I remember the Distaff being on Friday, and then when I looked at the schedule this year, I was like, it's right before the Classic. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, okay, that's why. All right, that makes sense. Do you want, before we get into the specific races, do you want a couple details that I found, a couple tidbits about the Breeders' Cup? Yeah. This is the 35th edition of the Breeders' Cup. Of course, it's being held at Churchill Downs. It's being held in Kentucky. And by the way, the classic, it starts today at 12:55, the races, Eastern time, and then tomorrow you'll be have a whole day of races too, and the classic will be run at 5:44 tomorrow on Sunday. There are 14 Grade 1 races, held, as we said, held over 2 days, and it was expanded to 2 days in 2007, and now rotates different tracks, of course, so get this. Favorites are 99 for 318, a 31% win rate. So favorites have only won 31% of the time in the 34-year history of the event.
Oh, wow.
Only 43 horses have gone off at 100 to 1. You don't see that too often. So
how many?
43 over this entire time have gone off at 100 to 1. And so they, one of them has hit the board. So basically, going off at 100 to 1, one of them hit the board and became the biggest long shot in Breeders' Cup history. It was in 1993. His name was Arkanguse. I don't even know how to say it, but it returned for your $2 bet $269. So, that was the three people in the audience that had to win. So, Zenyatta Beholder and Secret Circle and Stephanie's Kitten are the only horses to ever win two different events. Goldakova and Beholder are the only horse to ever win three Breeders' Cup races. So there's only been two that have won three Breeders' Cup races because it's kind of tough. You'd have to be good for 3 years, right?
Goldakova and who else?
Beholder.
Okay. Yeah,
and then Zenyatta, Beholder, Secret Circle, and Stephanie's Kitten won two different races. Mm-hmm. Zenyatta is the only female horse to ever win a Breeders' Cup Classic. I thought there were more than that, but apparently not.
No, not yet. Not yet.
So a record $2.6 million was the payout on the winning pick ticket that we just talked about. That's still the record in 2003 Breeders' Cup. $2.6 million was paid out on a pick six ticket. That means you got to get six races in a row, correct, which is like impossible. And the prize money to be awarded this year for the Breeders' Cup Classic is $3 million from a total purse of $6 million. Okay, so there's my tidbits.
I love it. Very good. Well, let's just talk. You were talking about Philly. It's a good time to talk about this. In the Longines Turf, it's going to be Saturday, 4:56 post time. The purse is $4 million, distance of 1.5 miles. And that means this is on the grass. And there's some really great horses in this, but the favorite has got to be a mare, a filly. Her name is Enable. And she won back-to-back Arc de Triomphes. Okay, she's won the last two of those. Albert, our auditor, was like, you have to talk about her. I'm like, of course, a filly against the boys. You know I'm going to love that. So that's going to be, I think, it's probably two races before the Classic, I think, on Saturday. So anyway, you'll see that then. The other ones we were going to talk about real quick is the Distaff, because it's got the best stories. Abel Tasman is one of them. Mopetism, which is a Doug O'Neill horse, which we followed. And then Wonder Gadot, Wonder Woman, you know, that horse, mare. She's amazing. Now, these are all mares, of course, if you're going to look at these. I love the name Champagne Problems. Because champagne just causes problems. We've got a horse named Midnight Bisou. That's one of the ones that will be a favorite. Blue Prize. And the favorite to go out is Monomoy Girl. Monomoy Girl. M-O-N-O-M-O-Y.
I want to hear the announcer say that one 50 times. Monomoy.
It's so hard. Yeah. I want her to be in a nose-to-nose battle.
Yeah.
At the stretch. Yeah. With champagne problems.
With Midnight Biscuit. Say Monomoy Girl, Midnight Biscuit, or Bisou? Midnight Bisou. There's some tough names in this race.
I know. Well, Monomoy Girl will be probably the favorite. She's actually been undefeated until she was disqualified to second place. So she's crossed the finish line, technically first in 9 of her 10 lifetime races.
She was the Kentucky Oaks winner this year, too.
She's very impressive, yeah. And Wonder Gadot is awesome. I love her, too. So those are some ones to look at.
All right, so if I'm just going to pick the winner by name, and with this various lineup of really great names, I have to go with Champagne Problems.
Yeah, Champagne Problems is going off at 12-1 right now. So, yeah,
That's better than my usual.
I know. It's true. Mopetism is at 30-1 right now. So that's another kind of sleeper pick. And people are just expecting Monomoy Girl to win, to dominate. She's just dominated the 3-year-olds this year. So, yeah. And again, nine times she's crossed the finish line first out of 10. Her last race she didn't win, and then people were freaking out, so that's why she might not be the favorite. Then we are going to move to the classic.
Okay, before we do the classic, let me just remind everybody about Ovation. Ovation has just come out with their Winter Wonderland line of products to cover you from head to your chilly little toes. The Winter Wonderland collection includes products from Mountain Horse, Ovation, and Pessoa. The stylish Ovation Elise Parka is waterproof. I cannot speak. Let's try that again.
Elise Parka. It's an Elise Parka. It's waterproof Parka. And breathable.
Thank you.
Fully taped seams, and the Elise Parka is perfect for cold riding days. Everything is totally affordable as well. Take the Ovation Cyclone all-season tall rider boot at $75. I had more coffee than Glenn today. Perfect for barn work and riding. The Cyclone features a grippy rubber sole with a thin slate-lined footbed, and they're zippered for easy on and off, which is critical for the winter. Do you want to finish?
Thank you. And the list goes on and on and on. Gloves, hats, and winter breeches. Find them all at ovationriding.com. That's ovationriding.com. And they want to congratulate Grace Owensley, who was the winner of the Ovation Riding Bridal Contest. They have a bridal contest every month, and it was a bridal this month. And Grace will be receiving her Ovation Bridal of her choice. And they're going to announce their new contest on their Facebook page. So go to Ovation Riding on Facebook. And as I said, they're giving away stuff every month. All right, Breeders' Cup Classic.
1.25 miles for 3-year-olds and up. Purse, $6 million. When did that happen? I mean,
it happened when the Arab country started offering $10 million.
That's true. Yeah. And you know, this year, more than any year, they have more international horses that have flown in. So it's a huge amount of international horses. I think Aidan O'Brien has like 34 horses kind of contesting.
There were a lot from Ireland. You're right. I read that article. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot in the races. So Accelerate is the favorite right now at 5-2. And how's my sound? Am I coming in okay?
It's in and out a little bit, but we got you.
Okay, then we've got West Coast, which is a Bob Baffert horse. West Coast, he's kind of been fighting a lot with Accelerate. And then we've got McKenzie, which is Bob Baffert and some jockey I've never heard of.
That'd be Mike Smith that she's never heard of.
And now the one that I'm super excited about. This is Mind Your Biscuits. I mean, talk about the greatest name of all time. He's actually doesn't usually run 1.25 miles, but Mind Your Biscuits is coming in and isn't that just the greatest name?
It is. Mind Your Biscuits. You like it because it's a Southern name. That's like a Southern name if you ever heard a Southern name.
Mind Your Biscuits. Come on now. So, yeah, we got Catholic Boy. You just put some of the favorites in here. But the classic is going to be a good one this year
Gunavera's
because of
back.
The fact.
Yeah. So, no.
Yeah, I don't have them all here. So
I found some interesting. Bob Baffert, you just mentioned him. He's had 108 Breeders' Cup starters with 14 winners, and he's the all-time leading money earner among trainers at the Breeders' Cup with $27 million. He's won 3 out of the 4 past classics.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he has had some pretty strong horses recently.
Yeah.
Now, on the American complete Pharaoh. Opposing Yeah, exactly. On the complete opposite end of that, John Sadler is a trainer, and he is 0-41 in the Breeders' Cup.
That's tough.
He has Accelerate is probably the favorite in the classic, and he also has another horse in the Dirt Mile, Catalina Cruiser, who is one they're talking about a lot too. So John Sadler, please, the racing gods be kind.
God, you only have one direction to go when you're sitting in that position, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where Bob Baffert has one direction to go too, and it's exact opposite. So
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see. This is one of those years where, because the Kentucky Derby winner is not there, if the Kentucky Derby, if Justify was in this year, you would hear a lot more about the Breeders' Cup in mainstream media than I think we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to go look for it. Like, we've got Thunder Snow, who is coming in and just won. He's in the classic and he won the Dubai World Cup. Why do we not? Maybe we're hearing more about the Breeders' Cup Classic in European countries because there's so many of them coming over for it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think in the regular horse racing world, it's a really big deal. But outside of that, because Justify is not in it, it's definitely not as mainstream, I think, but I don't know. I'm always excited. Mendelssohn's coming back, and Thunder Snow, and Gunavera, and all of these awesome horses that we're going to get to see. So,
So your classic pick to win, you and Jennifer both have to come out the pick here. Classic pick to win.
I love Thunder Snow. I would love to see Thunder Snow win, and then it would mean. I just still think Justify should be the Breeders' Horse of the Year because those three races are so grueling and so close together, and it broke him. It's not his fault, okay? It broke him. We broke him, so it's not his fault. I think he should be a Horse of the Year. So I'm not going to pick Accelerate. I'm going to pick Thunder Snow.
Well, if I'm going strictly on names, I have two. I have Roaring Lion, which is a great name for a racehorse. And I also I come back to Mind Your Biscuits.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going for names that have some humor to them, I got to go Mind Your Biscuits. Because what would be a better name to win a classic than Mind Your Biscuits? That's perfect. So I'm going Mind Your Biscuits strictly on name. And Jennifer, do you have a pick?
I am going for the classic, and I'm probably too loud again. I'm going with Catholic Boy.
She married one. So there you go. There we go. All right. We'll have the winner for you and a little chat about that on Monday. But right now, it's Friday, and that means it's time for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads. That time of the week when our listeners submit some really crappy ads from Facebook or from Craigslist, and we just have a little fun with them. This, of course, is brought to you by Tack of the Day. And every Friday, we give you a sneak peek at what's coming up on the weekend, and we have that for you again as well. So Tack of the Day, the way it works is their products, most of them change on at noontime. So their main product will change at noontime, and we have an alert for you that you're going to want to check out, and I have been informed by my wife that she will already be checking these out. So that is, they have hug blankets. You should be checking this out. You're in a place where you actually need blankets now. So they're going to have the 1200 denier hug turnout blankets, medium and heavy, showing up at noontime at deep discounts. They're going to have the turnout waterproof breathable sheets showing up at noontime. and the heavyweight stable blankets, all with matching neck covers. This says marching neck covers. It's actually matching neck covers. And you get a free bit warmer with every purchase. So we've got hug blankets and all kinds showing up at noontime. You want to check them out right away because they're limited on sizes and they'll only have a certain number in each size. So you got to get in and get them right away. And then, they also have, I noticed they're starting to carry much more Western products at discounts. So if you're a Western rider, you definitely want to go to Tack of the Day as well. I noticed some Noble Equine stuff popping in there. So tackoftheday.com. And they also sign up for their email alert. Does the email alert come right at noon or does it come before noon?
It comes at noon Eastern.
Yeah. Okay. So right at noontime. So check that out. This today could cost you all a lot, but save you a lot of money coming into winter because it's that time of year.
Little Rocket needs a new blankie because his neck gets wet and then he gets cold. So he needs a neck for Little Rocket.
There you go. What size is he? About a 55?
No, he's bigger. He's at least a 74.
He's in the grown-up sizes.
He might be.
So, Jennifer, we're going to give away the prize for the month of October today, and we're giving away a box of crap. Do we want to do it now or at the end of the ads?
Once again.
Now.
Oh, we're going to do it now. We're going to do it before the ads this time. Okay. We can do it
we
now.
We always forget. And
that's
then we're
true.
Like, oh, yeah, by
that's
the way.
True. Yeah, next week. All right, so let's do it now.
Spin the wheel and pick a number.
All right, between what and what?
Oh, sorry. It's between 1 and 398.
Well, we got a lot. Well, that's
up.
A couple months worth.
Almost the end of the year.
So 1 and 398. So, Jamie, pick a number. I can't decide.
Nine.
Hit the randomizer, and the winner is Laureen Barden.
Laureen, yay, Laureen! She reads ads.
Yes,
she probably has 1,000 entries because she says.
Yeah, I think that's why she was number 10. Yeah, number 5 through number 38.
Yeah, Laureen, and you that's get double awesome. Entries when you read them yourself, and Laureen always reads them herself. So, congratulations, Laureen! You get a box of crap. I got Weg crap. I got Ada crap. I got all kinds of crap. I'm going to be sending you a box. So, congratulations. All right, let's get started. And you're first up. We didn't get to this one last week, but I didn't want to miss it.
Okay, well, Jessica sent this one in, and it's a Facebook ad on everybody's favorite website on Facebook, OTTB Connect. Always entertaining to just scroll through that. So this is the gorgeous fat gray gelding alert. Want to avoid shelling out countless dollars each month on high-fat feed and supplements to put weight on your finicky eating, hard-keeping OTTB? Well, this is your man. But don't get too excited yet, because you'll spend a slightly smaller fortune on whitening shampoo trying to keep him clean. He likes the mud a lot. Like, really, really likes mud. Do you have a show in the morning? Give yourself an extra hour and bring your coffee. He'll need a bath. And treats, he's going to need those too. Doesn't matter what they are. Bring your stale potato chips, your Halloween Twizzlers from last year. He'll eat them. Easter peeps, give you the skeevies. He'll eat those too. June is 5 years old, 15'3" hands. Are you tall? That's okay. He's fat. He'll take up leg. He's been lightly restarted, going nicely, walk, trot, canter, super athletic. He needs an experienced rider to bring him along. No limitations on this guy. He can go in any direction. Sound, no vices, unless you consider endless pestering for attention a vice. He's somewhat of a child. He'll play with anything within reach, gets along well, and turn out slightly annoying, and will want to play with whatever friends he can make. His favorite game is run for your life in any direction, regardless of reason. Always the first to the gate to come in case you brought treats. Under saddle, he's an easy ride for a skilled rider. Does best in a program, cross ties, clips, bathes, so many baths. Located in northeastern Ohio, PPE welcome at buyer's expense. This guy will go far. He's a total show off and gets oohs and ahs from everyone that sees him. He is a really beautiful gray. Oh my
really
gosh.
Beautiful and really shiny because he gets baths every day. This person will never ever own a gray again.
You get one messy gray and they'll ruin you for life.
All right, Lorraine, the winner, sent this one in. She didn't read it, though. 10-year-old gelding, $1,400. 10-year-old gelding for sale. Needs someone more experienced to ride him. We bought him for my wife originally and just turned out to be much horse for her. After a long break, he will crow hop, but no violent bucking. He'll do minor bucking. He'll just do a little bucking. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Does that mean he violently bucked before he had a break?
Yes, exactly. So Uda sent this one. Hey, Uda. We haven't heard from Uda in a long time. Good job, Uda. She sent this one in, and I'm kind of thinking this is a hint because I usually mark who reads which ones, and I noticed this one was already marked for me when I got the list today. So I think between my wife and Uda, there's some collusion going on here. You'll see why. It's Rocky, a Hackney Pony Cross, 5 years old at around 11 to 12 hands. Rocky loads, ties, bays, lunges, fairly decent, and usually stands for the farrier. We have done a fair amount of tarp work with him because a friend told us that makes him trust you. Is that true, Jamie? Tarp work makes him trust you?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Man. Wrap a tarp around your horse, see what happens.
He's had a saddle on. Someone told us he has been ground driven, but I don't know if that's actually true because I don't know how to ground drive.
I think that this person needs to revisit their friend list.
He just needs someone with more time to finish him, like they all do. Let me be frank. We just don't really know what we're doing. He can be a real jerk at times, but only because we don't know anything about how to teach him to behave like horses are supposed to behave. None of us are small enough to even try and ride him, and I got news for you, he wouldn't like it anyway. He is cute as a button, but that's about it. Bring a trailer. First to come with cash will haul this gem of a pony away. $350.
Is this in Florida, Central Florida?
Because this is Scooter right here. I thought at first that Jennifer was trying to sell my pony, but because he can be a jerk sometimes. I got news for you people. It doesn't matter how well they're trained. Hackneys can be a jerk sometimes. It's just the way they are. So, anyway.
Michaela said,
I will not be getting a second to clarify, Uda.
I feel like you've got your hands full.
Yeah, once enough. One hack needs plenty.
With your pony. Exactly. Yeah. Michaela sent the next one in. This is from Facebook. She says, I'm trying to help rehome four mares.
By the way, good luck with this one.
What is this nonsense? It's like somebody took their keypad and closed their eyes and like did that.
You got to put the punctuation in this one.
Done. I lost my page doing that. Here we go. Don't make this computer mad. It will make you pay. Okay. Trying to help rehome four mares. Excellent. Period E is of utmost importance. Breeze, comma, mare, comma, is early tomid, 20s, comma, broke QH. Sassy B, comma, mare, comma, is late teens broke was, comma, rich bike it. So when they're smashed together like that, I'm not reading it wrong. I'm reading it right. It's broke was, ridden bike it. Darcy, Latins, and her period.
What?
Prospect, period. I don't know. Darcy, Latins, and her. Kia, comma, mare, comma, unbroke, comma, gentle as a dog, QH, 14 years. Aching, 300 each, but will be very negotiable on price. And yet they spell negotiable right. I don't get it.
I can't, sometimes we can figure out what they're trying to say, but Darcy Latins and her is a sentence that I have no idea what they were trying to say.
They just close their eyes and type code. I'm telling you, it's code. It's actually, that's Megan Aline communicating with her double agent on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Her CIA agent. Okay, I need to enlarge the print on this one because it's so small I can barely read it. So this one is from Betsy. And she's in Pennsylvania, I believe. And this is from Pennsylvania. It's in Lewis Run, Pennsylvania. And it said, thinks. I really honestly cannot read this. It's so tiny.
You want me to read it? I can see it.
Yeah, can you see it? Because I can't see this on my computer.
Oh, you're a trickster because there's no punctuation. You did that on purpose. Thinks. $120. The ad says, to sit upper ball joints, sunset and lower ball joints, a helmet baby boy clothes owed to 3 months and a box of diapers to go with the clothes. Text me for more information.
Are they selling ball joints? I don't get it.
I'm going to have to text for more information because I don't know what the hell I just read.
No idea.
Wow.
A baby boy helmet and ball joints.
The next one, horse trailer, $400. This is a picture of the yard with a little bit of horse trailer in the top. Like, you can't see the trailer because they took a picture. It's like, they were like, grandma was like, I'll get a picture of it. And like, fell asleep, taking the snap, the picture, and you got the grass.
It's like the pictures grandma takes at when you go to Disney with her and all the heads are missing. It's
they cut the head off of the trailer. And you can't really see the trailer anyway because the grass is so tall around weeds, so tall.
I don't even know if this trailer has tires because we cannot see the tires at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. $400, right price for trailer you can't see. Okay, yep, Denise sent this one in. And it's a picture of a paint horse, a lady standing there holding a paint horse with an electric fence. By the way, did you notice the electric fence is broken and on the ground?
You're right.
Hi, we have a great horse for sale. He is great for the vet shots, feet done, all up to date. Okay, I'm going to read this punctuation because it's interesting. Hi, we have a great horse for sale. He is great for vet shots, feet done, all up to date, space, period. He needs to have a job, space, comma, have no time right now, space, space, and would be great for showing, space, period. He is sweet.
Y'all need to feed him too because he's a little skinny.
You learn that the period comes right after the letter and there's no space in between? In about first grade?
Okay, yeah. And I'm sorry, I've already moved on to the next one.
You're going to love this one.
Okay. Who sent this in? Brenna sent this one in. Okay, so this is from English Tech Trader.
I've Dragon. Never seen this before.
Dragon/mermaid leather 14-inch saddle for $60. Fantasy fun kids saddle. Perfect for Halloween or just fun. The saddle had gotten kind of ugly, so we painted it. The foam in the knee rolls has disintegrated and the flaps could use oil, but the tree is sound and the billets are strong and intact. Buyer pays shipping. What they did is they took an old crappy saddle and spray painted it turquoise and like metallic rainbow color. And I mean, I guess it's made it worth $60. I'm afraid though, if you sat on this thing, you're going to have that on your butt.
You would look really good in this saddle painted green, by the way.
Oh, it's true. This is my saddle. I should pay.
What are you talking about? It'd be perfect. I mean, love how it says it could use oil. The oil's not going to get through the paint.
It's spray painted. It is a spray painted turquoise saddle. It's
who gets the
amazing
idea to spray paint a saddle? Where does that come from?
I mean, don't you think like when you sit on that and you move at the posting trot, you're going to keep picking up the spray paint onto your buns?
Oh, and here in Florida where it's hot and humid, that's going to be a mess.
I know where this needs to go.
Yes.
This saddle would be perfect for flea market flip.
Oh yeah, that show where they come in and fix things up.
So they would have a great time and sell that thing for $4,000.
Oh yeah, they'd make it into an end table.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would throw it in the garbage, but then I'll have a show.
Lindsay sent the following one in, and this is a picture of, wow, look at the spot on that paint horse. It's a picture of a paint horse, but look at the spot on the top. It looks like it was spray painted a different color than the rest of the horse. That's a really odd red. Two beautiful X breeds for sale in one place. Don't miss them. Hard to find horses like this. I promise they won't last long. Good horses are selling fast and hard to replace. exclamation point. Oh, wait a minute. Space, exclamation point, same lady apparently, exclamation point. Don't miss out on these beautiful horses for the next 6 days only. For sale, horse prices include everything, delivery anywhere en route from Missouri to Maryland. Till next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Wonder what happens at Wednesday at 12 when she doesn't sell them. They'll be on next week. Get these horses for sale for the next 6 days only.
Oh my gosh. There's no punctuation except for the 6 exclamation points, and it's all in capital letters, and they don't tell you anything about the horses. No. And this is one of those scam alerts to me where you see them and you're like, man, that horse is really pretty. Oh yeah, you just send it to me for free. Awesome. I'll buy it. And then they just, oh, you got to pay
for it. And the delivery fee
first.
Over, by the way, is $4,000, and we'll drop them off at your house and send us a Western Union.
Exactly.
Do they still do Western Union, by the way?
I think so. Oh. And then the final one today is from Margaret. Friendly pig, $60. Friendly pig.
I gave you this one.
Okay. Well, I don't read ahead, so we're just going to go for it. Okay. This is like totally a teenager, right? I mean, and if it's not, it's a young millennial.
Same thing.
Old definitely. Millennial. Friendly pig, $60. Okay, so somebody told me it was a potbelly pig, but I like don't think it is. I really don't know what kind of pig he is. Like, all I know is that he is very loving and loves belly rubs, and he's like great with other animals, and he'll like follow you around like a lost puppy, and he eats a lot. I like also believe he's fixed, looking. Looking for a non-pork eating home.
Well, I thought this one was perfect for you to add to your Green Acres.
Sweet! Come on, buddy.
Let's go. And my guess is she's not sure it's a potbelly pig because it's now grown to about 600 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just lays around a lot. I don't know why.
Because he's a full-grown, full pig. Yeah. Which is probably another animal that should not be in most homes like miniature donkeys.
And she thinks he's fixed, but he is probably a female.
Yes. Because he's so fat, she couldn't see underneath to even tell. So
he ain't got no wiener. I don't know where it is.
Well,
like, shouldn't I see a wiener? But, like, I don't see a wiener, so he must be fixed, because that's what they removed. Well, that is, like, totally weird.
So congratulations to Loreen for winning the box of crap this month. I want to remind everybody that we do have Radiothon coming up, so we're going to end the show today. I'm going to play the show out with a little voice package from last year. This is the package that we played in the 10 to 11 hour during Horses in the Morning.
I'm going to leave because I have parent-teacher conferences for my kindergartner.
Because
and by the way,
is he in trouble already?
No, they do parent-teacher conference, and what they do is they book the parents all day. So guess what? No school today. So I'm supposed to go to the school for parent-teacher conferences, yet not bring my child who's not in school. What the heck?
Figure that out. So get your entries in to holidayradiothon.com. You only have till the 19th. And to get you all motivated for that, here's a little bit of last year's entries. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Remember, 10 a.m., not 9 a.m. if you listen live. If you listen recorded,
yay,
a little better.
Neuter and yelled.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
I am Mary from horselovers.com, and my ultimate horsey Christmas gift would be a pair of Treadstep Michelangelo field boots. Enjoy these holiday voicemails from listeners throughout the world, brought to you by horselovers.com.
Happy holidays to everyone in the HRN family. This is Robin from Northern California. And a big thanks to Jen and Glenn and all the hosts for this incredible network that you've created and the community that's a result of this network. And I look forward to spending the holidays with all of you for many years to come. My fantasy gift would have to be a place to live with my horses that I could ride out from. I have a lovely place to live, and my horses have a lovely place to live, and we have lovely trails to ride on, so I'm pretty fortunate already. But if I could have them all in the same place, that would be amazing. Happy holidays, everyone. Thanks again, guys.
Radio Thought Night, we'll be drinking Manischewitz as we make our way out to the barn. The aisle is swept in, the menorah's lit, it's Hanukkah party time on the farm. Cause hey, with a bruise, with horse manure and hay stuck on our shoes, we're the ones up for some good kosher horsey fun. Baruch atah, I think a new Pessoa would make a fine gift for my horse indeed. As far as I go, I'd like some new enemas, small request from me and my steed. Cause hey, we're the bruise, we're horse manure and hay stuck on our shoes. We're the ones up for some good kosher horsey fun. HRN Semites, horse success, my sugar nuts, we're gonna ride tonight. We are the chosen ones, hoots the driven. We gallop and we feast, we celebrate all that's great with Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. We're the bruise with horse manure and hay stuck on our shoes. We're the ones up for some good kosher horsey fun. Happy Hanukkah, HRN.
Hi, this is Auditor Nicole McKean calling from Ontario, Canada with my Radiothon poem. 'Twas a night in November before Radiothon. Glenn and Jen busy hustling, the big show soon would be on. Jemmy lie awake, her mind was all hazy, not sure what she'd signed up for. These horse people are crazy. With Jamie and Wendy and all of the hosts, listeners will call in and the winners will boast. A time to chime in about our favorite horsey gifts from horse lovers, weather beta, and a shoulder relief girth that fits. 12 hours of laughter, equines and fun, and at the end a grand prize when Horse Nation is done. We all thank HRN for the hours of cheer, enjoying one another as Christmas draws near. Happy Radiothon, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
Hello, Horse Radio Network people. This is Rhonda Crabtree, a.k.a. Julie McCoy, your cruise director. My dream Christmas gift is the farm, the whole kit and caboodle. I might as well go big if I'm dreaming, right? I'd like a very private 100 acres, not too close to the city, but not too far, the gigantic arena, and one outside as well for summer, because we do get summer in Canada. And if Santa could throw in staff to take care of it, that would be great. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. It's Danielle Rigby with my entry. You're going to think Jamie sings like an angel once you hear this, but here goes. Chestnuts growing on my horse's legs. Horse whiskers tickling my nose. Jamie Jennings singing is not being admired, and folks tuning in to win some horse clothes. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to equestrians from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times and many ways, Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
If ever there were an ultimate horsey Christmas gift, I'd have to give my mind a sift. Hidden beneath all the useless knowledge and all the random facts I learned in college, somewhere in my brain it hides, somewhere deep within, I cannot lie. As silly as it may seem, I truly envy Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. Along with Jimmy and all the Horse Radio Network hosts, I truly aspire to conduct interviews like them from coast to coast. To be on a podcast, to be on the air,
to talk to people from everywhere, to go on adventures, to have a press pass. I discovered my ultimate horsey Christmas gift at last. If Santa delivered that big red mic, I'd start preparing that very night. I'd wake up in the morning and log on to Skype and wait for the other host to join me. Oh, what a sight. The best Christmas gift I could ever receive would to be a Horse Radio Network host, which I would do with absolute glee.
Hi, this is Laura Gladden, and you may remember my mother, Betsy Swanson, and her song, If I Only Had a Horse, from Radiothon last year. My little song here is a tribute to her little gray quarter pony, Penelope. My song is a rendition of Soft Kitty from the Big Bang TV show. And here we go. Soft pony, warm pony, trotting in the snow. Sees a bucket, sees her shadow blow, blow, blow. Bolting pony, fast pony, head up in the sky. Ice and water, snowflakes scatter, fly, fly, fly. Stopping pony, fenced in pony, sliding little feet. Mommy's here and daughter dear, treat, treat, treat. Hungry pony, starving pony, worked up an appetite. Candy canes make your Christmas bright, bright, bright. Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy your Christmas with your horse at home.
HorseLovers.com is offering a special gift with purchase just for Radiothon listeners. Horse Lovers partnered with Kodiak, their premium blanket brand, to create a special gift just for you, the listeners of Radiothon. Here's the deal. Spend at least $49 with Horse Lovers, enter radio in the coupon box at checkout, and get an easy roll-up all-purpose fleece blanket with purchase that's valued at $25. So you spend at least $49, you get a gift valued at $25. This is an exclusive code just for Radiothon listeners. Good while supplies last only. So horselovers.com, shop today and use coupon code RADIO to get your free, easy roll-up, all-purpose fleece blanket.